Hey people, it's your boy Dave. Yo, I haven't been here in a minute, you know, because I've been doing a lot of things with my life. You know, I'm going to really express on what I've been doing because I do have listeners that I really don't know want in my business like that. But I'm gonna talk about something. There was a last thing I think was how do you know you're in a relationship? So it's kind of crazy. I'm gonna tell y'all what's going on with me. And of course, I got my brothers here. I got Rasta here. Say what's up, Rasta? Yeah. Wham, wham. Long time no ear from there, people. Wham. Yo, I'm glad to be back on the podcast here, man. We're going to talk about some things here today, all right, dear? Scene. Ari, my out. Dang, Ross, you excited? Yeah, dude, been long time come. All right, cool. So, and of course, I got my boy, Sensation here. You know, he always love to be up on here, you know what I'm saying? So, yo, Sensation, say what's up. Yo, we'll go on, ladies. Yo, why you always gotta start off with go on, ladies, man? Why you can't just say, yo, what's up, people? Yo, because I'm not care about that, man. I don't care about the ladies. Yo, Div, far back, come on. Let me say my for see here upon this cast they're seeing. Y'all, wanna come go on with the ladies, man. I'm gonna tell you one thing there. We miss all your ladies, man. All your ladies miss me, dude. Yeah, I'm out, my later. I'm gonna talk to you later. So, y'all, back to Div, man. Yo, this dude swear he's smooth. God, yo, Div, don't blood clot patronize me, no man. Me know me look good. Me know me smell good. Me know me taste good. All right? Me have enough ladies tell me that there. So just go upon your podcast so you have to say it. Introduce us later upon the topic there. Seeing? Oh, God, this guy. Anyway, so yeah, check it out. So with me, I actually met somebody a while back. Thought she was the one. Oh, my God. Beautiful, body on point. I mean, thought she was legit. So what happened was, I met this chick back in September. We got to talking, got to being cool, you know what I mean? She said, I only want to be friends. I said, I'm cool with that. However, we did some things that were a little bit more than friends. And what ended up happening was, because of that, I thought we were moving somewhere that we weren't. And I started talking to a lot of different women about certain things. Like, one, we were talking for a while, and for 5 months, I didn't know where she lived at. Okay? Another thing, she had a break from December 20th to January 6th, which was a holiday break. I only seen her one time, never got to spend time with her. So I didn't really get a lot of men's opinion. I got women's opinion. And most women told me, that's crazy, because I would have wanted to spend time with you if it was about getting to know you. So when they said that gap that she was off of work and all I did was sit on the phone with her, they said, yeah, she got somebody. So I kind of like want to put out there that you got to be careful because your heart can get smashed and then you can get all crazy. That's why in reality, there's the first 48, there's Dateline mysteries and all that stuff because you mess with people's emotions and they hurt you. They'll go out, beat you up, try to kill you, whatever the case may be. That's not me. I'm not going to do that. But what I'm saying is that I don't get why people like to play with other people's emotions. It just doesn't make sense to me. If you don't want to be with the person, just keep it real. Don't do things that make them think you're with them, and then you're not. I don't understand that. So I'm going to bring my boy Rasta in and see, yo, Rasta, what do you got to think about that? So you're dating a chick, and after 5 months, you don't know where she live at, and then she's off work for 3 weeks and give you none of her physical time, only time on the phone or video chat. What do you think about that? So tell him, Rasta, take it away.
All right, so one team officer says, we never have this trouble. Because me know one thing. When me see it happen, me blood clot run away. If me come and take you out to a dinner and you're not one come deal with me, me know for a fact that there's something wrong. Me can't pick you up from a blood clot doorstep. See, me a dude, me a man. And because me a blood clot man, what me go and do is me go and pick you up from the doorstep. Me go and take you to the car. We're going to open the door, put mine upon the car door, open it, let you get in, and then we close the door upon you. Seeing? Then we jump upon the driver's side and take you to my destination. That's what I'm going to have to do there. Now, I'm going to understand how a dude can be with a girl for almost 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, or a long man, and the girl not let you know where she live. If that's the problem there, then the thing is, she have a blood clot, dude, because the thing is this. Hold on, y'all say she only want to talk about you being a friend?
Yeah, yeah. She said, all we are is friends, but we did a little, you know, stuff in the car. We had fun in the car. Oh, okay, okay. So this is that thing. If you're on it, friends, and you have play in the car, your friends with benefits. See, what men learn from that is that if she only wants to stay friends when y'all do things in the car, what that mean is that she doesn't want to have a relationship with you because later on she will break it off with you. All right? She wants to be friends, have a play toy, and then when dude that she deal with come back to the picture, she can say, yo, I've been thinking about this. We only want to be a friend. We can't keep doing the car thing with you because it's not being productive. It's not going anywhere. We're just doing things. So let's just stay cool and be friends. And then as time go on, your friends, and because your friends, when him go back at the picture, him do whatever him do, she call you back and say, we been thinking about you, and she want to come do the thing again with friends. So I'm going to say this, ladies. If you want to just have blood clot sex, just say that.
Exactly. That's my point.
I have an issue with the fact that people say, hey, I like you. I want to be with you. Oh, I just want to be friends. I'm sorry. I like you, but let's just be friends. And then they want to do all this sexual stuff with you, and then it doesn't lead to anything. So, Sensation, what do you have to say about that?
Y'all ladies.
Why are you always going to start relating? Dave, it's my time, come on. Shut your blood clot asshole. Seeing blood clot. I want to have the bumper clot say something about this. So, ladies, this is what I say. I not care you got a boyfriend. I not care you have a man. I not care you're married. If you want to give me that thing, just let me know. Say, yo, Chocolate Sensation, me find you sexy, and all me want to do is have you pounded. Just blood clot pounded. Beat it up, no man. And me go home to my man. And me say, cool, because then me go home and me go to sleep. You have my number, you want to call me, you call me upon my phone, and then me come and me knock it off. That's all me care about. Me only care about the cheeky cheeks. Me not care about nothing else they're seeing. I'm going to tell you why I don't care. Because women blood clot are scandalous. You say men are trash, but then your women are the raccoons. That's what men are. That's what my father say. Once again, men are trash. What y'all women say, men are trash. And then men say women are raccoons. You want to dig to the trash, and then you get what y'all get. Now, when I understand this, there's one thing me will say. When I get old, you have a good dude in front of you, but you still want to play games with them. Exactly. That's my problem. So this is my problem. So I met the chick. I've been nothing but sweet to her. I've been 100% queen to her, king to her. Open car doors, all that stuff. But she never allowed me to take her on a proper date. So I told her, look, we ain't doing this no more. We ain't playing car stuff no more. I'm not touching you. Ain't kissing you. We ain't licking, sucking. And we ain't doing none of that stuff anymore. We're done. And she got mad and said, all you keep doing is pushing me away. I'm not pushing you away. What I'm doing is trying to treat you like a woman. I'm not trying to treat you like some car hoe. I'm trying to treat you like a woman. So I don't get where y'all women's heads are when you got a guy that wants to treat you like a queen and all you want to be treated like is a peasant. I don't get it. So I called this one girl who's real, real close to me. She's like a sister to me. And I asked her. She said the address wasn't the issue. The issue was that she was on break for 3 weeks, and I only seen her one time, which was 10 o'clock at night till midnight. We sat in the car, had a little fun, and that's it. And my friend said, I'm not just sitting in the car. If I want to build something, we're going to go out. She said, just sitting in the car, sitting in the house, that's boring. She says, bogus. And I was like, that's true. Hold on. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going to say there, too. Yeah. You just want to play in the car. We can go in the bathroom, and we can blood clot to make it official. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't make sense to me why the girl not want to spend time with you, Dave. What that about there? That's what I don't get, Rasta. I don't understand why it was just about sitting in a car. Like, she told me she was 5 minutes from her house. We went to one place and she was 5 minutes from her house and she sat in the car. When it was time to leave, when I was pulled off behind her, she pulled to the side, let me go by her. And I called her, I was like, what's going on? What, you think I'm trying to follow you home or something? Oh, no, I just turned out this way. And I was like, I don't get it, though. I don't understand. What's the problem? And I asked her multiple times, why can't I know where your house is at? Well, I got a daughter, this, that. But this is the crazy thing. I picked her daughter up to take her to work one time. Not from the house. I met her at a bus depot because she got the wrong directions. We had to work the same job. I picked her daughter up, met her daughter, talked to her daughter, took her to the job. And I called the girl I was talking to and said, yo, you want me to bring her home? No, I'll meet you at your brother's house. So she decided to drive south in order to go back north. When I could have just shot straight there, dropped off at the house, and kept it moving. I don't get it. So I'm going to be honest. I actually laid into her the other night on the phone. I texted her and I cussed her out. And I usually don't cuss people out. But my heart was broke. And I was pissed. I was literally pissed. And I'm going to tell you now. If I was gay and that was a dude, I'd have whipped his ass. You don't play with my emotions. Especially Virgos. Because we love hard and we hate hard. You know what I mean? And since we're all born on the same day, tell me what you think about that sensation. How do you love hard? Do you love hard or hate hard? What is the case with you? All right. Once again, podcast. See, dibs, I was going to say ladies. Your blood clot, boom. So, but see this here. Podcast. Man, I love hard. Man, I hate hard. But just blood clot stroking hard. All right? And then your gals want a good stroke. Oh, whoa, man. What you doing? Yo, that's a blood clot podcast, right? Because say what I want to say upon this 10-year scene. So, ladies, if you want to get the blood clot sticking and licking in your life, you come check upon me here, scene. Yo, all you have to do is come check upon me here. All right? Yeah, I'm out there later. Really, you done? Yeah, I'm off no more saying one. Because I'm going to tell you one thing. When I get caught up in feelings, man, because the women aren't about nothing there. All these girls don't care about money. They don't care about getting treated right. They care about money and they care about if you can lick it and stick it right. If you can do that, that's what them care about. Nah. There's some good ones out there, brother. There's some good ones out there. There's some ones out there that look for good man. There's some ones out there that will take a man who broke. Him can be broke. And she'll uplift him and build him up to become a blood clot king. Of his whole empire. That's what me look for in a gap. So Dave, this is what we're going to tell you right here. Do not let your emotions get involved. When you meet a gal, you just go shoot pool, ball, do something with her. Don't start with the love you. Don't start with the me kids, me miss you. You're not give her none of that. Because for some odd reason, women want what them can't have. All right? They not care about nothing else. If you act like you don't want them, they want you. If you act like you want them, they play you. It's just the way of the world. Alright? So Dave, I'm gonna be done with this because I'm gonna go somewhere. But I'm gonna say one thing in our podcast. Everybody be cool. Everybody stay up now. I keep your chin above water. Breathe fresh air and make green money. Alright? Everybody later. Back to you, Dave.
All right, well, yo, with that being said, you know, you heard my brothers. They said what they had to say. I'm going to keep it real. You know, I was in love with this chick. I was head over heels sprung. And I really thought that she was what she said she was. So I end up, you know, bugging out because I didn't bug out, but I laid into her ass. You know, I called her. I just flipped out over the phone. And that's because, you know, I really thought we was building something. And every time I got upset and said something, she was like, see, we're almost there. Like, it was a game to her. And I just don't got time for that. You know what I mean? So with that being said, I'm just a dude that's just looking for straight up love. That's just looking to be in a good, God-fearing, solid foundation relationship. You know what? That's another thing about God. Oh, let me come back in here. Right. If the girl, yo, brother, and woman, if the person you talk to not love God, not walk with God, not want to walk with you in God, that's not for you. All right? Later. Now, my God. Yo, hold on. One thing I for say about that, that's true there. All right? I'm going to tell you that truth. Even though I not care about love, I not care about relationships, I not care about marriage, I not care about none of that. We will say one thing. The day that me decide the blood clot, settle down and find me a good one. A good woman. She will have to know who God is, no man. That's the truth. And the truth be told. Now I'm gone. Back to you, Dave. Alright, well, that wraps up the session. I'll be back on in probably a couple weeks. Hopefully y'all like this one. And I wish there was a way this thing could set up some type of messaging so how y'all could get back to me. But in the next couple weeks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my phone number out there so I can start, people can start hitting me up with requests on stuff. I don't want no bogus calls. If I don't answer, leave a message and just give me a topic you want to talk about. Matter of fact, I'll do it now. So for everybody listening, my number is 302-898-0619. If there's a topic you want me to talk about with my brothers, go ahead and text me that topic and we'll go from there, all right? So everybody, be cool. That was a pleasure. Take care. Later.